This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1093, How Confidence Earned a Manakawa and Overall 8.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with the IELTS whiz Aubrey Carter and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
In today's episode, you'll meet Amanakawa, a 3-key student from Japan who just passed IELTS with an overall 8. She shares advice you can use to increase your confidence and get the score you need on test day. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hello, everyone. Very exciting guest today. I would like you all to meet Ama. Can you introduce yourself? Let our listeners know where you're from.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Ama. I'm from Japan, and I'm a university student senior. So I have 1 year to go before my graduation. Nice to meet you.
Yes. Oh, this is so exciting. Ama let me know that she passed IELTS with the scores she needed, and it's such a good feeling. So let us know first so we can congratulate you. What scores did you get on the exam?
Okay, I got overall 8.
Amazing. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Actually, when I saw the result, I was in the public transportation, and I started to shake, literally shake, because of what I saw in the screen. And I almost shouted, but like I managed, because of course in the public. So, right. And then I soon got out of the train, and I like actually called to my dad, and I did it. I really, it's the time I shouted in the station, and it's the first time I shouted in the station.
I love the image of that, of you on the train, just holding in your excitement. I almost wish you did shout on the train. That would be amazing. And everyone's staring at you like you're a crazy person. I love it. But I can only imagine that kind of excitement, because you had studied, you had worked hard, and a lot of our listeners know how that feels, or excited to feel that if they don't yet, how good it feels to get the scores you need and be able to move on with your life. So congratulations, first of all. Thanks for being here with us today. And we are going to get from you some tips and advice for our listeners to let them know how you got those scores, how you can encourage them to keep working to their scores. But first, give us a little background. Why are you taking the IELTS exam? What are your future goals?
Okay, the reason why I'm taking, I took IELTS was because I'm trying to apply for a graduate school in England.
Okay. Oh, very exciting. What degree will you complete?
I'm planning to take the Master's of Migration Studies.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very exciting. So you have 1 more year for your undergraduate, and then you'll start applying to graduate schools.
Yes.
Very exciting. And now you have the IELTS scores, you're right on track, you'll be able to move on with that. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into it. Let us know, you were a 3-key student in our IELTS study system. How did you find 3-keys? How did you decide to sign up?
Because I've been a listener of IELTS Energy Podcast and All Ears English for almost a year and a half. The first show or program in a podcast, and it has been a favorite for since then. And while keeping listening to podcasts, I realized that maybe their system is like really trustworthy because your team has Jessica, who is like former IELTS examiner. And also I really love like your like how you all guys talk in the like in a really natural way.
Okay, gotcha. So you signed up, you completed all the modules. What did you think of the course? Let our listeners know, everyone out there listening who is not yet one of our students, doesn't really know much about it. What did you think? What did you like about the course?
What I like the best is three keys IELTS is well constructed. So that's why like we can start with our own courses, but while it's based on the self-study, but there is a clear guidelines which is called study plans for 30 days and 60 days. And I chose 30 days plan, and all the strategies, all the resources were useful.
Oh, I think that is huge, right? To have to get in there and have this study plan that was created by a former examiner, by Jessica. And you're seeing that all your time is spent in the most useful way possible, right? Every resource, every activity you can feel that is directly related to the scoring system is directly related to what you need to work on. Yes, that is common for a lot of our students, that to get that study plan that's created by an IELTS expert is so powerful for sure.
That's right.
So let us know, can you give our listeners some tips? Tell us, first of all, what were your individual scores on the different exams, if you remember or have that handy? And then let's get some specific tips that could help our listeners.
Okay, first of all, I got 8 in listening.
Okay.
And 9 in reading.
Amazing.
I got perfect score on reading twice.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Yes. That's so great.
And 6.5 in writing.
Awesome.
And 7.5 in speaking.
Amazing. That 7.5 in speaking is very impressive. All of those scores are very impressive. Let's talk about speaking first. What specifically in the 3 keys speaking module did you feel was able to help you improve that score to get that 7.5?
I really love the concept of excel in front of this like examiner. So I learned how to be fearless and confident, which is like I think main motto or in the Rostrick in IELTS Energy podcast. So when I first sitting in front of the examiners, I felt that I'm so energetic, even though it's the examination setting, which is was often like pressuring, but I was full of energy and I was confidently started talking in front of him.
I love that. I think, you know, we say all the time that confidence is half the battle, but in ways it's the whole battle, because you can have all this vocabulary at your fingertips. And if you're not confident when you go in, it's so easy to get derailed, to not be able to think of that great vocab, those great idioms and phrasal verbs you've been working on. If you're nervous and don't have that confidence to know that day on test day that you're going to get the score you need. So I love that. I think that's probably the best advice someone can get is to be confident. But then the trick is, how do you become confident, right? So do you feel like the strategies you learned in the 3 key speaking module helped you gain that confidence?
Yes. I actually really loved the like anti-anxiety part.
Yes.
I watched it several times before the exam because I had like 3 hours to 4 hours before the speaking test. So
you reviewed that module, the anti-anxiety module, right before the speaking exam.
Yes.
Oh, that's so smart. For everyone listening who's not aware, the 3 Keys program has this anti-anxiety module, which Lindsay does the videos. She shares her expertise about how to control and use that energy that comes with anxiety. And I love that idea. That's such a great tip for everyone out there to review that module right before the speaking test, because it would give you that confidence and it would help refresh in your mind what to do if you do start feeling nervous. I love it. Awesome. Okay, let's talk about writing. So it sounds like you had taken the IELTS exam before. You scored a 9 twice on reading. What were your writing scores previously?
Let me check. Actually, the writing used to be my weakness for long. I got like 6 and sometimes 5.5, which is pretty bad. And so, like, what's bad about 5.5 if I got, like, for example, even if I got like 7.5, for example, in listening, but if I have like 5.5, that would make like that would let my scores really down.
Yes, it pulls your average down so much. Yes. So that is a huge jump from 5.5 to 6.5. Everyone out there who has scored a 5 multiple times or even a 6 knows that that is no easy feat to get that extra band point on writing. So let us know, is there any advice or any tips you would share that helped you increase that writing score?
What I learned most from the 3 keys IELTS was task 1, because I learned many vocabularies to express the data and also numbers and comparison, which is the key in task 1.
Yes, definitely.
I think that skills or expressions could be used after IELTS.
Oh, for sure. So you took academic IELTS, because you're clearly talking about academic task 1, where you have graphs or charts and you have to compare these numbers, which can be the most difficult part about IELTS, because like you're saying, we don't use it that much in normal life. But once you have those skills and you understand how to write about numbers and think about information and compare, those are definitely going to be skills you're going to use later in life. I love that. Okay, so definitely task 1. I think a lot of students sign up for 3 Keys IELTS just for academic task 1, because that's the most difficult thing to do on your own, to study on your own. And a lot of students feel that, like, I need strategies for this. I need some insider information about how to simplify this and make it easy. So once you got through the 3 Keys writing module, did you feel very confident, like you understood how to write your task 1 essay, a high scoring task 1 essay?
Yes, I did.
That's huge.
Especially on change over time, Glenn Glass essay.
Okay. And is that what you got on test day? Did you get a change over time essay?
Yes, awesome. I did. And I got 6.5.
I love it. And you're ready. You said, I know how to write this essay.
Yes.
I think that is such a huge part of it, right? Once you have strategies, then you can go in on test day knowing you're prepared for whatever IELTS is going to throw at you. You know, you understand the test. 3 Keys really gives you a holistic understanding of the test, the overall picture, what to expect, and then strategies for each section of the exam. So let us know, is there anything, any extra tips, any further advice you could give to students that are now preparing for IELTS?
Any extra tips? Well, it's a simple tips, but like taking a deep breath before starting the exam. Like, I think we're very, like, our hearts are really fast paced because we're like suffering from pressures, and it's because like test center is really quiet, and we are not allowed to bring anything aside from like some necessities such as pencils or erasers or like plastic bottles. So of course it's unusual, right? So that's why we have to
that can be very nerve-wracking, right? When you're in, it's just such a different situation than you're used to. So that's, you know, that's anxiety inducing for anyone. And I love that advice, just to take a deep breath before each exam, sort of center yourself.
Yes.
Remember, you know, give yourself that confidence boost and remember that you have the strategies, you've studied, you're prepared, and sort of set yourself up for success just by having that positive mental outlook.
Yes, it seemed like I was almost meditating at that time. I'm thinking of Jessica saying like a moment of Zen.
Yes.
I'm reading up the word because it's from Japan, Japanese concept. So Zen. That's why.
Yes. Yeah, so let our listeners know we share this, the moment of Zen after each module. Can you explain to our listeners what you mean by that in case they're unfamiliar?
Okay, like moment of then like, I think many of the listeners know that Jessica is really like happy person. She's always cheerful and talking a lot. But when she is in the like moment of zen, like her voice really calms down, like, and it's so relaxing. I really love that moment.
Yes, I do. I know, right? To take a moment to appreciate what you've done, to recognize where you are and how much you've accomplished. I love that. Like, let's take this moment of Zen to be here and really experience it and be grateful for all that we've accomplished and then look forward to everything we have to look forward to. I love it. Thank you so much for being here today. Congratulations on these IELTS scores. Thank you for coming to share this advice and these tips. And we're so excited for you and everything that you have now to look forward to in the future.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks for coming. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.